Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Wherever you are, whenever you are listening, we are live from the St. Arnold's Brewery in Houston. No, we're not. We are live from the parish offices.
In our minds.
In Perrysburg, Ohio. But boy, folks, for the 100th time, I would like to welcome you to the 23 Podcast. My name is Parker Kern here, as most of the time, with my good friend, our pastor, Father Jeff McBeth. Father, happy 100th.
Happy 100th, although I guess it's not the 100th for me. But
probably
no. It might be like It might be like 97.
Actually,
or 96 or something like that.
Oh yes, you've done 95, I believe.
Whoa!
I went back and looked.
Oh,
95. Yeah,
I did. Man, so I'm five short.
You're five short.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you.
So that means I get five that I can. You can just host yourself.
No. Yeah, just you had to show me how to do all this stuff.
No, yeah, it's all fun and games, you know.
Yeah, but no, really grateful for you. I mean, obviously, this really isn't part of your music director job. It's something that you wanted to do for the good of the parish, and I really, I'm just really grateful to you for keeping this going and keeping me going and all this stuff. That's such a blessing for our parish.
Yes, thank you, Father. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be really the podcast without you. I mean, without your insights and obviously reading the scripture to us every week and, you know, obviously our banter.
I think we're a good team. I think it's fun.
We do make a good team. We make a great team. And I hope that the folks out there that are so supportive of us, even if you don't support us, at least you listen to us and you actively are, you know, talking to us on the weekends about the funny things we said, you know, on Thursday when you hear it on drop day. And we always enjoy, you know, just understanding that this is really making an impact. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all just here to praise God and give glory to his name. And we're glad that this is a small little way that Father and I can sort of do that together. Yeah. And it's been a great opportunity for me to you know, not other than just to hear myself talk or tell crazy stories about my cross-country career or what I like to eat at Thanksgiving. You know, it's just a good opportunity for us not only to get together to have fellowship with one another, but also we I think both of us agree that, you know, this podcast is supposed to be listened to, you know, maybe certainly in preparation for the liturgy, but we want it to feel almost like we're in the car with you or we're, you know, in your living room with you or we're
while
in
you're
office.
Out running.
Yeah, well, you're out running. We probably won't be. I wouldn't be able to keep up.
No,
but you know.
Well, we kind of are, like in their ear.
We really are. Yeah. And especially if you have the like now they have the spatial audio on those like Apple headphones. Mm-hmm. Especially, it's like I could be on one side and you could be on the other side, and then if they turn their head, you know,
it's almost like we're also running.
We really are.
Yeah,
and I'm not even tired.
I know.
I'm drinking a Coke right now.
This is great.
Just chilling out over here.
Yeah.
So
it's funny though. I was at a graduation party the other day, and the dad was he hit a bag from McDonald's. He goes, "Oh, these are your chicken nuggets." So kind of funny how he referenced a previous podcast.
That's right. How we love the chicken nuggets.
Well, how you love the chicken nuggets.
Yes, that's correct. I love the chicken nuggets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget where I was. I was at Sofo's Italian, the Italian store way up in Sylvania. The other day I had some other things I had to do up there, and I was like, I'm going to stop and get some nice, you know, nice quality ingredients, like nice pasta sauce and stuff. And I'll tell you what, they had like McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Whoa.
Like not, they looked exactly like McDonald's chicken nuggets in the meat cabinet. And I was so tempted to just buy those things, but I withheld.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, if they're chicken tenders, that's one thing.
But they look like the McDonald's, they were like branded as McDonald's nuggets.
Oh, so like no chicken actually in it?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably just giblets and goblets and gooblets and whatever
beaks
else.
And all that kind of stuff.
Feathers, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, anyway, Father, I have a little surprise today for you and everybody listening. I do have, so I did some very advanced research. You know, I love research and numbers
and
wasting time. So I'm just going to give you a little couple stats here on the 23 Podcast as we now are in our 100th episode.
Whoa.
I'm milking this cow all the way home.
So, yeah, of course.
This iteration of the podcast debuted on August 2nd of 2023. So that was our first launch day. Obviously, you know, Father Herbert Michael had a wonderful long run. And then you and Michael had a brief run yourselves. And so, you know, now I'm sort of honored to take that baton and with you. It's been awesome. So that is 38 hours and 20 minutes of content that we've, you know, on average, 23 minutes.
Right.
Honestly, it's probably a little bit more than that because sometimes we're a little over.
Right.
But
24.
If you take 23.
That changed the name of the parish.
24 parish. Yeah. So that is 1 day, 14 hours, 19 minutes, and 41 seconds.
So if someone wanted to binge,
yeah,
that's how long it would take.
Yeah, exactly. If you just like straight up listen to us for without sleeping,
yeah,
it would take you, yeah, about a day, just over a day and a half.
Hmm.
So some, I mean, our notable guest, obviously, Father Chris Turner.
Yeah, he mentioned that the other day.
On the heels of becoming a priest last summer, Turner Fest.
He said that was great.
We just celebrated a year of him being a priest.
I know.
Wasn't it Tuesday?
Yeah, it was the Sunday. It was the 22nd.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because he did it on Saturday.
Whatever that was. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've had some guest hosts, Father Joe, Sarah, Sister Anne Mary, Bobby have been on. Sort of those five episodes that you missed.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that checks out.
But, you know, Father, we're the Pat Summerall and John Madden of Catholic podcasts. So I just want to throw that out there. You know?
That's right.
You know, we're here. We're every week you can count on the two of us to give you some sort of nonsense and hopefully some good thoughts on the gospel.
Yeah, nonsense for sure.
Yeah, nonsense is...
edifying content.
Nonsense God guaranteed. Willing. Nonsense guaranteed. Yeah, for sure. I would say it's edifying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Father, what...
We try.
What has been your favorite moment? I know 100 episodes is a lot, 2,300 minutes, but if you had to select like one moment in particular, could you remember one that you'd be like, oh, that's definitely the moment I remember?
Whoa. Well, probably the things that I keep bringing up, you know, like the cross country.
The running gags, of course.
Right, the running gags.
Running gags.
Yeah. Yeah, not running fast, but like...
No, the running gags.
Running mm-hmm. gags. Sure. You know, I do... you know, the Chris Turner interview was really neat.
That was great.
I think just because, like, he just happened to be here.
Yeah.
And we happened to be, like, recording, like, the podcast.
We just kidnapped the poor guy.
Yeah.
He was, like, practicing.
I'm like, hey, you know, come and be part of this podcast, you know? And then we only have the two mics, and so we had to kind of finagle that somehow, but it was really, like... It was really awesome to hear from him, and I know people really appreciated that one. That was kind of a nice little surprise that we just didn't even plan for. It just kind of happened, and it was great.
I agree that's definitely a highlight. You know, for me, it was really cool to sort of get to just be in his mind a little bit. As you know, obviously, you know, you went through that number of years ago, and it was just really cool to see someone who was going through it. You know, for the very first time, and someone that I have been so close to for years, you know, just as a friend. So that was a really impactful day. And I also loved, there are just a couple of episodes that I just, you know, as I was going back this week and doing my research and just laughing at, you know, I remember we were doing our Thanksgiving episode was fun. We did a game. I said, what's your oh, whoa dish? And then what's your no thanks bro dish?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just certain little things like that, you know, just trying to make it fun and interesting and, you know, start some good banter for the two of us. Did you think we'd make it to 100 episodes?
I might have, but maybe not this soon. Like, it's under 2 years.
And well,
so we've been working
52
hard.
Times two
yeah,
is
we've been working hard. Yeah. You know, we haven't really taken any...
I don't think we have.
Except maybe this past Easter. And maybe last Easter, because it's just hard.
Yeah.
But, we've been, that's partly, again, why I'm grateful for you, you know, that we sort of just kept at it. And,
right.
We believe this is important and we enjoy it and, we just kind of keep going.
Yeah.
Which is great. So it's kind of like time flies. Like, we're at 100 already?
I know, seriously. I'm excited for the next 100.
Yeah.
What do you hope for those, the next 100?
Less banter. No, I'm just kidding. Just keep going. We'll see where it all goes.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly. So
it's been great. So, well, thank you again, Father, for all you do for the show and certainly all those that support and listen to us. It's been just a wonderful ride with you for the past 100. And obviously we're not going anywhere, but
that's right.
This is a good time to sort of celebrate. And, you know, as we're in the middle of the summer and, you know, we can sort of, you know, give a good reflection back to what impact we've had and certainly how we've been sort of praising God together over the past couple of years almost. So,
yeah, and ultimately, you know, despite all the fun banter and the stories and everything, you know, that is, you know, as you said, our primary goal, you know, is to help.
It really is the
people
the
connect to the
scripture
coming up. Yeah, the coming up Sunday and. Mm-hmm. and hopefully there's some spiritual nuggets in there as well.
Chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spiritual nuggets.
Okay.
All yeah, right. not demon Sorry. Nuggets.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, Father, I know, as I mentioned, we're in the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. We're almost smack dab in the middle, almost to Independence Day coming up very shortly.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hard to believe. You know, we went from 55 degrees to 95 degrees. I don't know what happened, but, you know, everybody's prayers were answered that
That's
they
right.
wanted it to get warmer.
That's right.
Mother Nature said, let me turn that thermostat up a little bit
That's
for
right.
you. So, but we're in the middle of summer, and any important things? We've had a lot of construction today, especially this week. We've had the painting of Roncalli, the beautiful shelter house outside on the south end of the property.
They're finally starting to get that knocked out, which is great.
So,
there's been some delays, but they're getting it taken care of.
But other than that, any important things you want the folks to know out there?
Well, we're always working ahead. You know, that's the thing. I know. You know, Sister and Bobby and Tracy and Sarah are all like trying to think ahead to the year, Family Faith Formation, OCIA, all those kind of things. You know, sacraments, confirmation, First Communion. You know, it's we do think about those things in the summer and work to make that ready to launch. You know, come the fall. And so, you know, working hard on that while trying to take some little breaks too. And VBS a few weeks ago was great. You mm-hmm. know, Bobby's got the high school mission trip coming up.
Yep.
We've had kids go to Catholic Youth Summer Camp. You know, Sister had her study on death and dying.
Yeah,
so, you know, and she thought there'd be like 20 people, especially in the summer, you know, but she had like 65 people or more, you know.
Wow.
it's kind of crazy.
A lot of
people. Yeah. So that's cool. So yeah, we try to keep things going year round and give people opportunities. And so it's been nice.
For sure. Well, that's good. Well, it's certainly a lot to look forward to in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to wish summer away quite yet, but certainly a good time for everybody to sort of reset and get all that programming, that great stuff that our community really loves and has come to really connect with over the years. Get that prepared for them to be as great as it can be in the fall. So
you got it.
This Sunday, Father, the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul the Apostles.
I know. So the Solemnity of Saint Peter and Paul, June 29th, which if it falls on a Sunday, takes the place of the Ordinary Time Sunday.
Right.
So we're putting off the ordinary Sundays one more.
Mm-hmm.
One more extraordinary Sunday.
And you're wearing red.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I was thinking on Pentecost, someone said, man, it's too bad you don't get to wear red more often. You know, that's really nice.
You got the alternates, right?
Like, yeah, but we got a couple, you know. So actually coming up in September, Exaltation of the Cross is also on a Sunday.
Wow.
We'll have like four red Sundays in 2025.
That's insane. We've had a gold mine of like this year.
So it's nice, you know, if you're like a, you know, maybe especially like a priest or something and be kind of like a liturgy nerd, like it's always like fun to like not have to wear the green at Ordinary Time Sunday. Like, ooh, this is special.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of breaks up the greenness, although we haven't worn green in like 3 months since the winter.
You're going to have to blow some dust on
it. I know. Shake it off.
Shake it.
I know.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog, you know, it's not easy being green.
It isn't.
But when you haven't been green for so long, maybe you want to be green again.
Exactly. You know, buck that out. Oh, green? Yeah, I know. It's color.
It is.
So, yeah. So, Saints Peter and Paul. You know, sometimes people ask, like, really, they're like two of the biggies. Couldn't they have gotten their own day? You know, which is fair. But I think we'd celebrate similar aspects with both of them. You know, they both went out and spread the gospel, you know, they both ended up being martyred in Rome, you know, just a couple of years apart. You know, they're both, you know, buried, you know, in Rome, which is why Rome is, you know, the seat of the church and why everyone goes to pilgrimages there, especially to the basilicas of St. Peter and St. Paul. So there's a lot of, you know, similarities that even though each of them certainly would warrant their own day, you know, we put them together, and I'm sure they don't mind. They're up in heaven that they're celebrated together. I'm sure they don't. They're not They're not that over that one.
Two cakes.
So, I mean, yeah. Instead of one. That's right. One for Peter, one for Paul.
That's right.
So, yeah, so the gospel we have for this feast today is actually from Matthew 16. This is Matthew 16, verses 13 to 19. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." It's appropriate, you know, this feast of St. Peter and Paul, that we hear Jesus declaring Simon, you know, to be Peter, the rock. That's what the word means. It's kind of like more like a title, I guess. Mm-hmm, yeah. So, you know, and that rock is that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I think Pope Leo, maybe in his first homily, and I'm going to misquote this, said something about, you know, he's not just, you know, a good teacher, an important person, a prophet. Like, he is, as Peter declared, he's the Christ, the Son of the living God, you know, and that's the foundation, you know, of our faith and of our Christian life.
Yeah, he's, I mean, sort of the final, I don't know, say final boss, but like the final piece of, I mean, the ultimate figure in, mm-hmm. in this, you know, in Christianity. And he's given Peter sort of the keys, not as if he's throwing him the keys to his Ferrari,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, he's giving him the power.
Yeah.
Like, he's sort of blessing him and saying, "You're in charge now." Like, this is, you know, sort of, you know, I guess he's giving him that kingdom, mm-hmm. to bear. You know, he obviously does that. He's the rock of the church. He's the first pope, mm-hmm. right? And that lineage has continued now for thousands of years.
Sorry. Yeah. And so even with kings, like even with King David, you know, there's a prime minister, you know, and so we even see that in other, I mean, in England, for example, they have a monarchy, but they're not, you know, they're not the strong ruler. It's kind of more like a figurehead,
yep.
But there's a prime minister, you know, and so obviously Jesus is the king of the universe as we celebrate the last Sunday of Ordinary Time. So Jesus is the king, like he gave a prime minister, you know, who is Peter and who is the pope. That's why even when the symbols for the Vatican, you know, are the keys, and the, mm-hmm. the symbol for Peter is the two keys. And so, especially if you like ever see a statue, because sometimes statue of the saints, they maybe all kind of look alike.
Right.
It's just kind of a guy with a beard and long beard, long robe, you know, who could be anybody. But there's usually some kind of clue as to who it might be. Some of it might be the way that they died. But like for Peter, if you see a statue, the guy holding you know, a couple of keys, you're like, "Oh, that's Peter."
Yes.
And, so that's the clue, you know, and it comes out of this, passage here, right? Where he, you know, kind of gave him that, that authority, you know, to, rule kind of in his place. You know, call the Pope the vicar for Christ. He's like the representative, right. To be able to do that for the church that he was forming. So,
yeah, and again, to have God tell you that, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
Right? And it makes you automatically a pretty important figure. And we know that Peter is a lot like us, more probably so than Christ is like us in terms of, you know, making errors, making right. silly mistakes, being sort of dumb at times, mm-hmm. right? I'm not saying we're all dumb, we make dumb things, but we all make errors yeah. every single day, right? And I think Peter serves, for me, as a great inspiration to say, like, well, if he can do that, then I can, like, go be a good, upstanding Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, if Jesus is going to give him the keys to the kingdom, I can at least,
do something.
Stand behind him and, yeah. you know, try to, again, help the mission forward, this Christian you know, mission that we're all here for a particular reason. And I think just also that the connection from Peter all the way down to, you know, now Pope Leo, mm-hmm. is really interesting. You know, like we have, you know, U.S. presidents. They only go back several hundred years.
Right.
Even, you know, mostly obviously government officials, you know, kings, like you said, mentioned earlier, prime ministers, those only go back mm-hmm. a several hundred years. But the you know, Pope of the church, the leader of the Catholic Church, goes back thousands of years.
Right. Yeah.
The lineage
going
is
on
there.
2,000 years. Yeah, it's right. A long time.
So that's incredible that we have, I mean, I wouldn't say the staying power, but really that's what it is. I mean, the legacy that throughout all these centuries, right, we have the Arnolds, right? We have the Leos, we have the Peters, right? I just named my boy St. Arnold. We got to fly down to Houston soon. But, you know, the point is that all throughout all these times, there have been hundreds, thousands of popes, right? And it's just really cool to know that now Pope Leo, our you know, shepherd for a month or so now, is, you know, sort of following in Peter's footsteps directly.
Mm-hmm.
So, very cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, with our last few feast days, you know, and maybe what's been striking me to talk about on Sundays is just appreciating, like on Pentecost, just appreciating, you know, all that's sort of the wind that's blowing in the church today, even if maybe it's easy to focus on the bad, you know, and then to focus on the Holy Trinity, you know, that the Holy Trinity dwells in us, and we're made in the image and likeness of that God who's a communion of love. And, you know, last week, you know, trying to appreciate just the gift of the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. And so maybe today, you know, or this Sunday, you know, for St. Peter and Paul, right, that gift of that prime minister, that vicar of Christ, you know, that office of the Pope that we've had for 2,000 years. So all these things that we just, day to day, it's sometimes hard to remember, you know, all those different gifts. They're just part of our Catholic life. They're all from the Lord. They're not from things that we've come up with. And so it's really awesome.
Absolutely, Father. That's beautiful. Beautiful way to sort of summarize that. So how about we say a little prayer?
Yeah. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, as you revealed to Peter the nature of your Son, just continue to guide us more deeply in faith, to come to know more who you are, who we are in you, the claim you have upon us, and that you have called each of us to participate in your life and in the mission of the church. We love you, God. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, Father, thank you so much. 100 down.
100 down. Many more to go.
Many more to go.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. God bless you. We'll see you.